From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton jumped back onto the campaign trail Tuesday after a bitter first head-to-head debate in which Clinton frequently forced her prickly opponent onto the back foot. In a snap CNN poll of 521 voters, 62% judged that Clinton had won the debate against 27% for Trump. You can read more all on the debate at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro Monday in the first formal encounter between the two since Kerry became the top U.S. diplomat. The two sat down together after a ceremony in the Colombian city of Cartagena to mark the signing of a peace agreement to end that country's civil war. Syria's army took control of a rebel-held district in central Aleppo Tuesday. It comes after days of heavy airstrikes that have killed dozens and sparked allegations of war crimes. Bombings targeting shopping areas of Shiite districts of the Iraqi capital Tuesday killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50, according to security and medical officials. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed an attack in the Baghdad Jadida neighborhood in the east of the city. Turkey has dismissed 87 staff from its spy agency over alleged links to the failed July 15th coup, according to state media Tuesday. It's the first purge of one of the country's most powerful institutions. The National Intelligence Organization suspended 141 personnel in an internal investigation. Two Afghan soldiers with suspected Taliban links killed at least 12 of their comrades as they slept in Kunduz province, according to officials. It's the so-called latest insider attack. This is VOA News. Panama Tuesday asked the United States to extradite former President Ricardo Martinelli to face charges of spying against opposition members while in power. The foreign ministry said it had formally filed a request with the State Department through the Panamanian embassy in Washington. Britain vowed Tuesday to oppose any attempt to create an EU army after the Brexit vote, although the head of NATO denied the European Defense Cooperation would undermine the transatlantic alliance. The development came as the European Union defense ministers met in Bratislava to discuss ways of boosting defense cooperation. The World Trade Organization Tuesday downshifted its global trade forecast, warning that anti-globalization rhetoric and Brexit were pushing trade growth to its slowest pace since the financial crisis. The warning comes as talks on a landmark free trade deal between the European Union and the United States battle stiff opposition. The Americas has become the first region of the world to eliminate measles. That's according to the International Committee of Experts with the Pan American Health Organization. The last case of measles was reported in the Americas in 2002. A new report from the World Health Organization indicates more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution, contributing to a number of health problems. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
New data released Tuesday by the UN Health Watchdog shows that the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but people may be surprised to find out how bad the air quality is in rural areas. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, WHO Public Health and Environment Director Maria Neira describes the situation as a global public health emergency.
It's extremely important to put this data outside for politicians to understand, for citizens to be aware of this, for countries to take action, and for all of us to move into promoting some interventions that will cause reduction of air pollution, and by doing so, reducing those 6.5 million deaths caused by air pollution every year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Libya is facing a political impasse and a hazardous military development, according to the UN envoy to the North African country, Martin Kobler, in a warning Tuesday, highlighting the impact of violence on civilians. The country has been ravaged by unrest since the fall and death in 2011 of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The third typhoon to hit Taiwan in 2 weeks killed four people and injured scores Tuesday, bringing violent winds and heavy rains as school and offices closed. Typhoon Meggy forced thousands to evacuate. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.